Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings. Hey guys, welcome back. Happy 2023. Oh my gosh, can you believe that we are at the year 2023? Crazy. I remember as a kid watching shows, watching movies, and they would do, you know, how there will be sometimes futuristic shows and they're like, and it's the year 2021 or 2023. And it seemed like, oh my gosh, what is the world going to be like when that comes? And that seems so far away. Well, here we are. Crazy how it sneaks up on you and it just flies by. This last year has definitely flown by. And I wonder, you know, I'm often thinking, is it because when I was a kid, when we were kids, that we didn't have so much to do on our plate that it seemed like time didn't zip by like it does now? Or does it seem like time is speeding up? I've actually heard some theories about that. Super interesting. But nonetheless, what a year 2022 was. It was the year of the tiger and it was very intense, wasn't it? I'm telling you, my life definitely has gone out with a bang. Woo! It's interesting how you can wake up one morning and it's just an average normal day and how things can be very different by the time your head hits the pillow, right? In 1 week when was this? Probably 3 weeks ago, woke up, normal average week, and in that week, my husband became a uncle for the first time. He had his first nephew, first child born on his side of the family, which is really, it was really cool. It was a beautiful moment for him to see him become an uncle. Was so wonderful for me to watch because I've been an aunt all my life on my side of the family. I have, I don't know even how many, between all my nephews and nieces and great nephews and nieces, a lot. I have a lot. But that happened. A couple days later, we got news that my father's health was taking a turn. It had taken a turn and that we needed to really take this time to spend with him and revel in the moments that the time we have left with him, because time is not very long. Okay. We don't know how long, but we know time is short with him. It could be days. It could be weeks. We're not really sure, but we are just, me and my siblings and all of us in our family are taking this precious time to spend with him. Then a couple days later, after that happened, we found out that my husband's grandmother had passed. And she, oh my gosh, she's such a big part of our life and our heart. And she played more like a mother role in his life. And so it was a big deal. Well, needless to say, we have spent a lot of time, energy, and tears this last few weeks. And it's really had us swimming in memories, in reflection on our life and our time with these dear people in our lives. One thing that I wanted to share today, though, one thing that's really been on my mind that I think is such a gift when we can think about it, and that is, you know, we've been around a lot of family. We got through his grandmother's funeral, and he has a very big family on his side. I have a very big family on my side. So we've both been really submersed in time with all of our family, like just so much family around, right? And there is, you know, I've been observing people, where they're at, and different emotions that people are holding. And anytime you have big families, you've got stuff where you've got different belief systems, and you've got different histories with people where people got their feelings hurt, or they had damage due to, you know, experiences, damage in the relationships. You have different relationships that are maybe estranged. And the biggest thing that has been on my mind is when my mother actually passed in 2018, so a few years ago. And when she passed, the thing that was so beautiful, captivating, intense, and very clear to me was that as soon as someone is at the end of their life, all the criticism, all the pain, the hurt, the different, you know, hurt feelings, the negativity, it all falls away. And the only thing that's left is love. That was my experience, at least. I can't speak for other people and what they experience, but I know in my life, my parents, I'm the youngest of 9 children. They've had a lot of ups and downs in different chapters in their life. They had stuff in their childhood that was challenging. And so, you know, we went through different chapters and we went through different painful moments. And definitely there were times that I criticized both of my parents in their life. But now, as my mom has already passed, and I just look at her with so much love and appreciation and gratitude for everything she did for me and everything she taught me, even if they were things that I learned that I don't want to carry on and I don't want to do, but many things she taught me that I do want to carry on and that I feel like she did right. And now that I am facing time to say goodbye to my father for now, I know I'll see him again. But man, it's hard. It is hard. I was saying to my husband yesterday that I feel like, because we actually headed out the day after the funeral with his grandmother, we got through the funeral, and then the next day we headed out of town to spend time with my dad. And we got home last night, and on our drive home, I said, I feel like I've cried more in the last 30 days than I have in years. And he said, yeah, me too. And the crazy thing is that we're going through this at the same time. We're grieving on both sides of our family. It's pretty crazy that it was at the same time, but it's also, there's so much beauty in this as well, you know, because when you're sad that someone is leaving the planet in physical form, oh man, that means that the love is deep and that you, that person really matters to you. And what a gift that is, right? What a gift to love so deeply that when that person leaves the planet, it is really profound and really hard. And you've got to grow a lot during that experience. But the joy, the love, the peace, I have so much peace. But I see people bickering back and forth in their life. I see people that Actually, I have, you know, I mean, I'm only 46 years old and I'm gonna pretty soon here not have either of my parents here anymore. And I know a lot of people in their 40s still have both their parents. I know that because most of my friends, I mean, actually, as I think about it, pretty much every friend of mine, I can't think of anyone that has had a parent pass yet. But which is great. I love that. It's awesome for them. But this experience that I am facing and going through, the lesson is really, really big and profound of at the end, all the criticism, all the negativity, it falls away, and all that's left is love. Truly, you hear only love is real, and it's true. It is true. And I just wanted to plant that seed. So I don't know if there's someone in your life that you're struggling with, somebody that you love, but they just drive you crazy, or maybe you're hurting because you love them, but you're saying you don't love them because you're hurting. Take a deep breath. And I just want to plant the seed that the sooner you can forgive and move past the negativity and the pain, the sooner you are free. Because that is true freedom. So much love to you all. Enjoy your time together here on planet Earth. And remember, in the end, there's only love. So sending you lots of love. And let's have an amazing 2023. Really, really looking forward to this year. And I will see you next week. Bye for now.
Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready, with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.